welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you. That's giving you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your mama. Go wake up your daddy. Wake up your grandmama and your granddaddy. Wake them all up. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Yes, we on the air. Beaming the love of God throughout the known world, wherever internet radio can be heard. Now go wake them up now. Go wake them up. I know what I need to go do. I need to just go get my roosters. Let me go out here and get my roosters. So some of y'all not gonna wake up unless y'all hear the roosters. All right. Now, some of y'all already up, but you just not out to bed. So I'm playing these roosters. Come on, roosters. I'm getting my roosters. Yeah, my roosters can wake y'all up, because some of y'all already woke, but you just not out to bed. So get out to bed, sleepy head. Get out the bed, sleepy head. All right. Thank y'all, roosters. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all know y'all do y'all job. I wish everybody was like y'all, roosters. Let me go get this old song here by James Cleveland saying, I feel no waste time.
Say just like that old mother said that night.
That's the late, great James Cleveland. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. All right, he didn't bring you this far to leave you. Amen, amen, amen. What a comforting thought to know. I don't feel no ways tired. All right, that's your song for the day. That's your song for the day. It's time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading out of the book of St. Luke. Luke chapter 14. 15 and 16. Luke chapter 14, reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There, in front of him, was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law,
"Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?"
But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and set him on his way. Then he asked them,
"If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?"
And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable.
When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
Then Jesus said to his host,
"When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous."
When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus,
"Blessed are those who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God."
Jesus replied,
"A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent a servant to tell those who had been invited,
'Come, for everything is now ready.'
But they, all alike, began to make excuses. The first said,
'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.'
Another said,
'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.'
Still another said,
'I just got married, so I can't come.'
The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.'
'Sir,'
the servant said,
'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.'
Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'"
Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said,
"If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear."
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered,
"This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
Then Jesus told them this parable.
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says,
"Rejoice with me! I have found my lost sheep!"
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says,
"Rejoice with me! I have found my lost coin!"
In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Jesus continued,
"There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger one said to his father,
'Father, give me my share of the estate.'
So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said,
'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'
So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him,
'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.'
But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.'
The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father,
'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.'
'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'"
The book of Luke continued. Jesus told his disciples,
"There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer.' The manager said to himself,
'What shall I do now? My master has taken away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.'
So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first,
'How much do you owe my master?'
900 gallons of olive oil,
he replied. The manager told him,
take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450.
Then he asked the second,
and how much do you owe?
1,000 bushels of wheat,
he replied. He told him,
take your bill and make it 800.
The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people in the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So, if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Calls himself rabbi.
The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them,
you are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of others, but God knows your hearts. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and people are forcing their way into it. It is easier for heaven and earth to disappear than for the least stroke of a pen to drop out of the law. Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery, and the man who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him,
Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire.
But Abraham replied,
Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.
They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.
No, no, Father Abraham. But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.
He said to him,
if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.
All right. That's our lesson for today. We have read out of Luke chapter 14 through 16. May God bless those who have heard and who have read his holy word. All right, it's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's gather around the altar and let's pray. Because a family that stays together, our family that prays together, will stay together. Come on, y'all, let's pray. Are you ready this morning? Come on, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hear and you still answer prayers. Oh, dear God, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for clothing us in our right mind as we have started out this day. Thank you, dear God, you have given us another week, a week that we did not earn or merit, but Lord, you have given us another week, dear God, and we thank you for it by your grace. Lord, we thank you for what our eyes seen, our ears heard on yesterday, dear God, those wonderful messages that was preached across your land. Thank you, dear God, for all of the preachers that was preaching on yesterday. We pray, dear God, that the word of God will not return void, but it was accomplished that which it was sent forth to do, dear God. Lord, we thank you for those that got saved on yesterday. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for those backsliders that came back to you. Lord, we thankful for those that joined churches across our land. Lord, we just pray now that they will indeed get in the church and not only just become a bench member, dear God, but they will get in there, dear God, and they will learn what it means to be a Christian. And then, Lord, we pray that they will go ahead and start serving you and work out their soul salvation with fear and trembling. So, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. Now, Lord, we want to pray for all our workers this morning as they are getting ready to start another week, going out there to hit the clock this morning. Lord, we just pray, dear God, that you'll go before them and go with them and go behind them, dear God. Lord, you know the struggles that they have on their jobs, dear God. Lord, we pray for their supervisors. We pray for their co-workers, dear God. Lord, we pray that there can be peace on that job. Lord, we pray that you will even put peace in their hearts, dear God. Peace that will surpass all understanding, that will guard their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Lord, we do want to lift up our teachers, our students. We pray that they can work together today. So, Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, we pray now that you just be with us and keep us the rest of the day, because we ask these things in Jesus' name, and for his sake we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done had our song, we done read our scripture, and we done had our prayer. And look like now the clock on the wall is saying that's going to be all for this portion of In Your Corner. We are so thankful that you got up with us early this morning, waking up with our roosters this morning. All right, let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. I'm getting ready now to put that early morning sermon on for you early birds this morning, so stay tuned for that. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood, and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room, where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, that's time for a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at the Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Oh, just a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you're ever in the Irving and the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you got to stop by and worship with us. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama about real live people. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. We have folks who are not even members of our church, but they love our Wednesday night Bible study. So listen to a deeper look in the book at 11 o'clock. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are in your corner.